Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Literally take you through a world of sports. And every week, it's a little bit different, but every week, we deliver right here. Because you know why? Because you've stumbled across the number one sports talk show in the world. That's right. I'm talking about The Balance, and my name is Sal Marquis. I am your host, El Presidente. My digits, 917-889-8516. We have got a good show for you today. Do I see that every week? Yes, I do. Because why? Because every single week we have a great show. You know what? It is getting into that fall classic mode. It is time to start talking some baseball again. That's right. World Series on our cusp. And you know what? Who's going to be there? I'm just going to make a prediction right here, right now. We're going to get into it in just a few minutes with Mr. Mark Timmons. Yeah, I'm in this phase where I'm like stretching out my words just a few minutes. Welcome to The Balance, Mr. Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk. That's right. We're going to be talking about the Dodgers. We're going to be talking about the Cardinals. We're going to be talking about the Braves. We're going to be talking about the Red Sox. And who's going to be in that fall classic? And how about them Pirates? What a great story. So we're going to talk about the Pirates. Unfortunately, for my fan side, obviously, I'm a fan of the game. They're playing my Cardinals. So, you know, I'm kind of got myself in a dilemma there. So, you know, we're gonna talk about that. But yeah, great story with about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Fantastic story, and we're gonna talk about the fall classic. Also, IndyCar making some changes, especially if you live here in the Indianapolis metropolitan area. Guys, I'm gonna tell you what: if you thought Indian May was cool before, it's just got a little bit cooler. We're gonna talk about that. We talk about a little bit about NASCAR. College football Saturday, of course. And then at 10 o'clock, Ed Kratz, beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles, going to join us. Going to be talking about those Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, they met one Peyton Manning, number 18, in the Denver Broncos. What happened there? We are going to talk about that. Plus, other teams in the NFL, your Indianapolis Colts, obviously. And I am hoping that Sparky calls us because tomorrow we have a big game right here in Indianapolis. The Seattle Seahawks are in town. The Hawks are in town, and I'm going to tell you what. Guys, is it just me, but if we beat the Hawks, do we start getting some props? So we're talking about that. And, yes, of course, we save the best for last. And that is our fantasy football huddle. Abso-freaking-lutely, we're going to get you ready for week number 4 in fantasy football. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I myself have struggled a little bit this year, when it comes to fantasy football. And Jared Calhoun is going to be joining us as well. Well, again, my name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, also, I forgot to mention this, during College Football Saturday, we will have one Elizabeth the Greek. We'll be right back right after this. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and America, you are on the ballot.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Hey, if you're not a minion, you know you can be. Just go to Facebook, search The Balance, and become a minion. I want to point something out. You might notice a little bit of a different feel on our Facebook page. We are going pink in trying to make awareness of breast cancer, and we're going to be going pink for the rest of the month of October. I'm proud of my pinkness. That's right. So make sure you go pink and become a pink minion over there at Facebook. Just go on Facebook. You know you're already there. You know you're there right now. Go to Facebook, search The Balance, and you're there. You're there. Look for the pink. And be a pink minion this month for me. All right, will you? Also on Twitter, T Balance. And you can also follow our sister companies who are also going pink. All of our fan pages are going pink. IndianMade.com as well as Indie Pro Sports as well. So you can find those all on Facebook, Indie Pro Sports, Indian May, and, of course, The Balance, all on Facebook. Go there, become a minion, become a fan, and go pink with us in the month of October. My digits, 917-889-8516. You want to talk some sports? We got it for you all day long. Well, at least for the next 2 hours. And we're going to be talking. I'm going to get into this conversation here in just a minute. Maybe you're a fan of oval when it comes to racing. And, you know, obviously every Saturday morning we do racing talk. We talk racing for the first 30 minutes. It's going to be cut a little bit short today because we're going to be talking some baseball. Got to fit everything in. I keep talking to my people. You know, I'm just the talent here. Everything behind me is ran by my people. And I keep telling them we need to get another hour. So maybe we should petition for that. If you think that we need another hour, go ahead and tweet now. Give us another hour. Hashtag another hour. We're going to create a hashtag. I love creating hashtags, my friends. You know, and by the way, I do want to say this, and this is for all purposes of disclosure. Over the last couple of days, you've probably seen some non-sports related stuff on our Twitters, and that was to help promote the Indiana Governors Conference, and that hashtag is also available on our Twitter. But it really is, and we appreciate Polis Center here in Indianapolis putting that together, but it really gives you an opportunity, especially if you're in the not-for-profit community, to become aware of some of the things that are going on, especially here in Indiana. So that's what that was all about, and trying to bring some awareness to that. So the hashtag is Indiana Governors Council. Glad that we were able to spread the love, spread the word. Well, IndyCar, no more teasing around. That's right. You know what? I will say this. One thing about Indianapolis, it is never a dull moment. Like it or not, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis is absolutely coming. Can you believe it? Here's what we're going to do here in Indianapolis. We're going to do our Indianapolis 500, what we always do. But also, you know, this has been talked about for a long time. IndyCar Series race on the road course at Indianapolis Motor Speedway will take place May 10th. 2014. So in other words, this coming up May, you got a chance to see IndyCar on the road courses, which we like, and IndyCar on the oval. I'm going to say this. I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. Obviously, the balance will be down there, and May 10th, 2014 will formally kick off the festivities leading up, of course, to the Indianapolis 500 mile race. The event will take place on a revised version of the IMS road course, first developed for the Formula One Grand Prix back in 2007. That's right. Remember when we had Formula One here in Indianapolis? But if you like the F1 race, the IndyCar event will feature a standing start, but the course will slightly be a little bit different than the one used by Ferrari in Formula One. Actually, I think there was a lot of criticism in that original course by fans. But, you know, names like Graham Rahal and Ryan Briscoe recently tested on various different configurations of the Speedway. And if you live here in Indianapolis, you probably saw that happen and surmise the course. I think this is a good thing for IndyCar. I think it's a good thing for IndyCar fans. And I think you'll find it very, very entertaining. So what will happen here, if you're not familiar with the road course and how all of that comes together, if you went to the Grand Am race here in Indianapolis, you saw the road course in motion for sure. Or if you've ever been to the MotoGP, which, by the way, that got extended. So we've got a lot of racing going here in Indianapolis. But really, here's how the course is configured. It will be a clockwise direction with the right-handed turn one to lead to turn four and onto the road course. So in other words, if you're looking at it from the oval, turn one will lead into turn four and onto the road course. So turns two, three, and four remain the same before an adjusted some adjustments are made there that will be turns five and six. We don't have turns five and six in the oval, but you do on the road course. And then also, you'll have a turn seven, which will feature a tight 90-degree left-hander. Yeah, we've got turns eight and nine leading back into the oval, turn two. Got all that, turns 10 and 11. Then we got turns 12, 13, and 14. It's going to be an interesting thing. You know, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts about IndyCar going with the road course? We want to hear your thoughts. Give me a call, 917-889-8516, or tweet us at TBalance, hashtag cool show. I don't know. Hey, let's create we do have the Minion, right? So do we create a hashtag, a Minion hashtag, or do we create Minion the Balance? Or, hey, I'll take my own hashtag, Minion El Presidente. But seriously, go on there on our social media things and let us know what you think about this road course out at Indianapolis. And by the way, we're not the only ones going pink. James Hinchcliffe, as you know, good friend of mine. I'm a fan of his. He's my favorite driver. I know him personally. A lot of things about that. But at the same time, he's going pink too. GoDaddy's going pink. Yep, that's right. And it isn't because of Danica. Don't get me on the Danica deck today, I promise you. So, yeah, go pink, guys. And you know what? Here's the thing. I think, and you'll see this across all of the sports. And we're a sports show, and so obviously, since the sports are going pink, so are we. So again, I want to remind you that when you go to our Facebook page, it's pink. We haven't lost our manliness. We're cool with that because you know what? We're bringing awareness to breast cancer, and that is a very, very serious disease. And go pink for us in the month of October. Well, guys, I want to tell you what. You see how time flies when we're having fun. We're talking racing. We're talking IndyCar. We're talking about the new road course. Kevin Harvick takes the Coors Light pole out there in Kansas. Wish we had more time to talk about it. But, you know, great things happen here on The Balance. It always does every single Saturday. And this Saturday is certainly no different as we are going to be getting to talk about some Fall Classic baseball. That's right. And guys, my Cardinals are still in the mix. And one LA Dodgers. Do you guys remember on the hot corner, and unfortunately, because of programming needs and other things that happened, we weren't able to continue that hot corner. We will bring the hot corner back next year, and maybe we'll bring a special episode of it or so during the World Series. But do you remember us talking about the Dodgers? Don Mattingly has to go. The Dodgers aren't going to amount to anything. Well, not only has Don Mattingly saved his job, but they are in the playoffs and very, very well could go to the World Series. But they've got to get past the Cardinals. The Cardinals got to get past the Pirates. And then you've got the Braves in the mix. There's all kinds of stuff in the mix. And then we talk about the American League, too. So to break all that down on the Fall Classic, our predictions, and what's going on, is Mr. Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk. We'll be right back right after this to talk some baseball on a Saturday morning.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
If it happens, baseball, he talks about it.
Red Sox or Phillies, which team has the best racist fans in baseball?
Well, maybe not that.
Game over.
Back to the Balance Online with host Tom Marquis. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. And we're back with the man, the one, the only, Mr. Mark Timmons of L.A. Dodger Talk. We're going to be breaking down the Fall Classic, the playoffs. The playoffs are here with the MLB. Mr. Mark Timmons, let me guess, you're never better. How are you doing, sir?
Never better, man. How are you?
I tell you what, you need to put that on your T-shirts. You need to put that on your truck as well. And you know what? I do want to take some time here to also recognize Mr. Mark Timmons is also one of our sponsors with the company that he has as far as U.S. Water Systems. And Mark, do you have a new company, a new flavor going on over there, or what's going on?
Well, this summer we... You know, U.S. Water Systems is our main company, and we sell nationally and internationally, and that company's been growing very rapidly. So we split off and formed another company locally called Timmons Water Systems. That is for our local customers that want local service, installation, drive-through salt and bottled water. It's on the east side of Brownsburg, 728 East Main Street in Brownsburg, Indiana, and Monday through Friday we're open from 8 to 6 for drive-through salt and bottled water. You don't even have to get out of your truck or car. We'll load it right in your trunk. We've got a showroom and full service. So unlike our U.S. Water Systems site, you can buy any product that we have on our site at U.S. Water Systems, but then we'll supply the tech support and videos and things to help you install it, but we're not literally going to come out and install it. I mean, for instance, 16% of our business is in California. So obviously we're not going to come out there to install it. So locally they have people have two options now. They can buy it at U.S. Water Systems and install it themselves and rely on our tech support over the phone 7 days a week. Or they can buy it from U.S. Water Systems and the price includes installation, hauling your old system away or whatever, filling it with salt and then standing back of it for 7 to 10 years with in-home service labor.
Mark Timmons, I tell you what, you got your hand in just about everything. And another thing that you have is L.A. Dodger Talk. We're going to talk about the baseball here in just a minute. U.S. Water Systems and is a – talk with us a little bit about what you guys do. Is it water softeners? Is it water heaters? What is it that U.S. Water Systems does, and how can they help our listeners?
Tom, we do everything with water except walk on it. I mean, if you're talking about water for your home, we have water softeners for people on city water. We take out the chlorine. We have reverse osmosis systems, carbon filtration systems for purification. If you've got contaminated well water, we have ultraviolet purification to kill the bugs, iron, sulfur eradication, and we guarantee it. I mean, we flat out guarantee we'll solve your water problems or you give your money back. Talking about industrial commercial, we do lab-grade water. We supply some of the biggest laboratories in the Midwest. We do breweries, distilleries, produce misting, you know, all types of water treatment, hotels, motels, wherever they need clean water. We supply water at the precise degree of purity that you need for whatever your need is, car washing, whatever it might be.
Now, I don't want to turn this into an infomercial. We're going to get into some baseball talk here in just a moment. But what exactly – I hear you talk about it on your spots and everything. What exactly is reverse osmosis?
Well, osmosis is the way that plants feed themselves, right, through a cell wall. I mean, we learned that like in third grade. Reverse osmosis is when pressure is applied to one side of that membrane and the impurities are rejected when pressure is applied and only pure water can pass through. So, I mean, here in a nutshell, here it is, Tom. Reverse osmosis is the single best way to remove the largest spectrum of contaminants of any process that there is right now.
and I understand it a heck of a lot better now. Now, I tell you what, though, in all seriousness, give Mark Timmons a call. Mark, real quickly, where can people find you? Where can they become a customer of U.S. Water Systems?
Well, they can go to our website, which is uswatersystems.com, or our Brownsburg site if you want local service, which we serve all of Central Indiana. And that website is wefixbadwater.com. Or they can call us at 800-608-USWA, U.S. Water, and or they can call us in Brownsburg at 852-3005. So, and we're here 7 days a week.
Well, I know Michelle is putting your stuff up there on Twitter and social media real quickly. Do you have a Twitter site for your two businesses there?
Yes, we do.
What would that be, sir?
If I could remember, I would tell you. I don't handle it. We have our own marketing department.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
See, Tom, I only hire people that are smarter than me, so that narrows it down to 98% of the population.
Which would explain why I don't have a job with you. No, I'm just kidding. Mr. Mark Timmons, though, we brought you on today, and I appreciate you talking with us about U.S. Water Systems. Yeah, seriously, guys, go ahead and give Mark a call and have him take a look at your water in your house. I promise you won't regret it. But we brought him on today because he also has his hands. He is of L.A. Dodger Talk, the owner and proprietor and the man in the baseball scene with the L.A. Dodgers. And that's the primary reason that we brought you on today. As much as we appreciate you being a sponsor of The Balance and Indy Pro Sports, you are the man when it comes to baseball, and especially when we come to breaking things down and getting ready for the Fall Classic. We got a lot going on here, and you know what? And I'm not just saying this because I'm a huge Cardinal fan, but the Cardinals and the Pirates are a story. And we're going to get to the Dodgers because they're another story. We'll just put this blanket story comment out there. Across the National League, outside of the Braves, I think that everybody that's in the playoffs now has a real chance of getting into the division series and even get to the World Series. But at the same time, earlier this year, I don't think we were talking about any of these teams in the National League getting certainly not the Dodgers, possibly maybe the Cardinals, and most definitely, I guarantee you, you win a lot of money in Vegas if you put down that the Pirates would be in the National League playoffs this year. What a great team, and obviously here in Indianapolis, we follow a lot with the Indianapolis Indians. Sterling Marlin's been on this show before when he was with the Indians. So let's talk about, just for a moment, let's talk about those Pittsburgh Pirates. Where they came from, how'd they get here, and who are these Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, you know, it's a good story because it's been 21 years since they've even been in the playoffs. I mean, you know, I would love to see the Pirates get to the World Series. But, you know, I mean, I'm not a hater of the Cardinals either. I respect the Cardinals organization very much, but You've got to love what they've done with Clint Hurdle being the manager there, and you know, Russ Martin, former Dodger, behind the plate. I mean, Russ has really, really solidified, given some veteran leadership. Pedro Alvarez at third base, and Justin Morneau at first. You know, they got some pros that have been there. Now, I question how long they're built for. I mean, they've got some good young prospects, but I wouldn't say great young prospects. So, you know, it could be a few more years before they get back in the playoffs. They better make hay while the sun shines. That's what I'm saying. Their pitching is good, but yet when you look at who their ace is, you got to wonder, you know, how far he's going to carry you, because AJ Burnett can just be way off, extremely erratic. So, you know, I'd love to see him win, but you know, they're built to win now. I don't know if they're going to win next year.
Well, and you make a very interesting point. And a team like the Pirates is, to me, a very good example of a team that's just kind of got the momentum and kept going. They don't have the culture of winning that we've talked about many times together that the Cardinals do. In fact, they have no postseason culture, if you will, the Pittsburgh Pirates. But they're tied, really, in all reality, probably with one of, when you look at Wainwright and you look at Holiday, you look at all the weapons that St. Louis Cardinals have. If you were to sit back and talk about some of the weapons, maybe Sterling Marlin, but if you were to sit back and look at the weapons the Pittsburgh Pirates have, I don't know that you could actually name any of those weapons. So I think the Pirates have gone on fan base, momentum, and believe it or not, in baseball, that's going to take you a long way. Now they're tied in game, two games, one game apiece, yesterday, I mean, it was just kind of a complete reverse of what happened the day before. The Cardinals dominated in game one, but clearly yesterday the Pirates dominated the Cardinals in game number two. And now they head out to Pittsburgh, and those fans are ready to make the Cardinals walk the plank, just like they did to the Reds, by the way. And how about that? How about that is a story. Even if they lose the rest from here on out in the Cardinals, which I hope as a fan happens, but even if you're a Pirate fan and you lose from here on out, the fact that you put the Reds out of contention, that says something for your ball club.
And they put Dusty Baker on the unemployment lines too.
I don't, you know, maybe I should be excited about that. I don't know. I don't know that he's. Are the Reds? Were the Reds? Since you brought that up, that's a good topic there. But were the Reds that honked off that they got beat by the Pirates, or was Dusty Baker really, in all reality, isn't that bad of a manager? In a lot of ways,
well,
I would probably say he's better than Don Mattingly. Go ahead.
Well, no, I would say there's about 29 other managers in baseball that are better than Don Mattingly. But you know, Dusty Baker was a very polarizing figure in Cincinnati, and when Cincinnati lost, they all blamed it on him. I mean, the fact of the matter is the players play. I didn't see any big bonehead moves by Dusty Baker that would have got him fired. You know, I saw Joey Votto and Jay Bruce and Brandon Phillips not get key hits when if they'd gotten key hits, it would have won the game. I saw Todd Frazier miss hitting the foul pole by about a foot. And if he'd hit the foul pole, it would have been a three-run homer. It would have been a different ball game, you know. So, I mean, they had to blame somebody. I think Dusty wears out his welcome after a while. He's a former Dodger. Nobody wants him back. Nobody wants him back in L.A. But you know, it's he's also hard on bullpens too. I mean, he's got a history of having guys have their arms fall off. So, you know, that's the problem with him.
Well, so and I guess the question would be: is Dusty Baker done?
You know,
another team pick him up, you think?
You know, he may have to take a year off. I don't know. I mean, there's always, you know, he's of the age where he could get another job. He could get another kick. I mean, he's good for a couple of years. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised to see Tony La Rosa get a job. And, you know, they linked him, of course, right away with Cincinnati. And, you know, of course, Tony La Rosa said to Walt Jocket, he's had enough of me.
I don't know. I mean, I would love. I mean, obviously, I would love to see Tony La Russa come back. I mean, that's kind of like watching Peyton Manning leaving the Colts and doing a magnificent job out there in the Broncos. I mean, I love the Broncos, and as a fan, I watch every game that I can, unless they're playing the Colts, which is going to happen later on this month. And oh my goodness, but that's a whole nother segment that we got lined up at 10 o'clock. I would obviously, as a fan, love to see Tony La Russa come back to baseball. I don't know that that's a reality, but hey, you know, now that you brought that up, I hope he does put his name in the hat there. Who do you think, though, in all reality, who do you think the Reds will look at? They're going to have to look at somebody who has a pretty good resume.
Well, you know, Tony Perez's son, Eduardo Perez, who was born in Cincinnati, I think he's interested in the job. Now, whether they want to give that to him or not, I don't know. You know, the Reds, Brandon Phillips is 32 years old. And he, you know, he's coming to the end of his career. I mean, the Reds are kind of in their prime right now. You could make an argument that if they brought in Tony La Russa to a two-year deal, that could maybe put them over the top and put them into the playoffs. So, you know, Or then the other side of the coin is Marty Brenneman is saying that Brandon Phillips may be traded this offseason. The Reds may try to free up some salary to get another player because Brandon Phillips, I think, makes about $14 million
a year. And so go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think they have to make a decision. Are you going to make a change and maybe try to get two players for one? I mean, they could get two pretty good players for what Brandon Phillips is making. Or maybe you bring in a power manager like Tony La Russa, who's got a culture of winning, and maybe he can instill that to those guys, and because they've got a good team. Maybe they can win.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point about a trade there, and really, I we don't have a lot of time to talk about because we want to make sure that we talked about the playoffs. But maybe we'll have a off season conversation. But who would they trade for, and who do you think they would get in negotiations with that kind of a trade? Because that's a pretty hefty trade there.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, guys like Hunter Pence, of course, he just signed a new deal. But before that, he was making like $6 or $7 million a year. And, you know, you could argue that his production was equivalent to Brandon Phillips, who was making $14 million a year. So what you got to do is try to find those guys that are a little bit younger that are just emerging into becoming hitters before that first big contract. And that's how smaller market teams like Cincinnati can compete, is you take a guy making $14 million, you trade him, and maybe you get two guys that are emerging as not superstars but solid players, and you've got two pieces instead of one.
Well, and I think that's a very good point. That's really kind of the avenue a lot. When you talk about smaller markets like the Pirates and the Reds, and I think that's really kind of been a good strategy for them to move forward. But going into the postseason, we're going to see a lot of different trades, and you know, let's talk about the Yankees real quick. What's going to happen in the off season with the Yankees in this new lawsuit and all this? Is this a bunch of smoke we don't really have time to talk about this, but can we just stop talking about the Yankees, Mark? Can we stop talking about the Yankees? Go ahead.
You can. I mean, they're the 800-pound gorilla in the room. You know what? They're a train wreck. And Joe Girardi is going to leave. I'm convinced he's either going to go to Chicago or Cincinnati. I bet he goes to one of those two places.
I don't want to see him at either one of those teams, and I hate the Cubs. I mean,
he's going to go to one of those two places. A-Rod is a train wreck. Teixeira may never play again. I mean, you know, Jeter, I mean, the guy's 40 years old. He's not going to play shortstop. C.C. Sabathia's arm's ready to fall off. Hiroki Kuroda's 38 years old. You know, I mean, they have got so many problems. They're going to become so irrelevant. I mean, I think the best thing that could happen to Yankee fans is for the Steinbrenner family to get rid of that team and let somebody else pick them up, because they're just a mess.
Well, I tell you one thing that is relevant, and to all the Dodger fans, is you. Mr. Mark Timmons of L.A. Dodger Talk, who we're talking with today, a great friend of the show and sponsor of the show, with America's Water Company, uswatersystems.com. Mark, referring to your most recent blog there, Blue Bloods and Junkyard Dogs, the Dodgers have them both. So let's talk about that story of the Dodgers. I mean, come on now, that's a story. You and I both talked on the Hot Corner and have talked on this show. The Dodgers had a lot of work to get. We look at 2 years in a row. Last year, wow, okay, they surprised the nation. Now this year they're doing exactly the same thing, and almost in the same spot they were in, with a manager that nobody thought would last this long. Talk to me about that Dodgers story. It's a fascinating story.
Well, you know, I mean, it all started, the Dodgers were 30-42, and they called up the guy that Vin Scully calls the wild horse, Yasiel Puig, and, you know, his enthusiasm and the way he plays was just so contagious. I mean, he made a lot of mistakes. He ran through stop signs, he ran into walls, he ran into teammates, he made boneheaded plays, but he gave it 150% every time. He inspired that team. And about the same time, Hanley Ramirez came off the DL. And Hanley, people forget how good a hitter he was. I mean, he had shoulder surgery and has really been down for a couple of years. But back in 09, he hit 342. And the guy last night, he drove in all three Dodger runs. So, I mean, Yasiel Puig and Hanley Ramirez saved Don Mattingly's job. I mean, when you've got a guy like Kershaw and Greinke and Ryu to give the ball to every fifth day, and then Ricky Nolasco came over and pitched like Sandy Koufax for a while, and you got Kenley Jansen and Brian Wilson and Belisario and Rodriguez and all these and Howe in the back end of your bullpen. I mean, you've got some serious firepower that you can bring in. So, you know, Don Mattingly is a nice guy. He is no rocket scientist, and you know, I mean, he's a fellow Hoosier.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I like him, but, here's the thing. If he doesn't get to the World Series, I think he's going to be fired.
Well, and that's an interesting – that brings right into my next question there. I mean, I like Don Mattingly, too. I had an opportunity to meet him when he was with the Yankees, when he was a first baseman with the Yankees. And, you know, certainly a fellow Hoosier and us here – and I'm from Evansville, and he went to Memorial High School. A great Hoosier story, success story there as far as that goes. I don't know that the Dodgers could get to the World Series, and maybe that brings me back to the next spot where we're at now. You think if they don't get to the World Series, he'll get fired. I don't know that maybe I disagree with you on that, but I just think the Dodgers really don't have a history of firing people, first of all. And don't you think that if he at least gets to the – championship series, which I honestly, in my prediction is this, it's going to be the Cardinals and the Dodgers for the World Series. Who's it going to be? Obviously, I'm going to pick the Cardinals. You're going to pick the Dodgers. But don't you think if he gets to that game and he does well and perhaps even pushes that to a seven-game series or whatever, don't you think that that'll save his job as opposed to not getting to the World Series?
Well, let me tell you, and you heard it here first. This is what's going to happen, Tom.
Okay. Breaking news.
If the Dodgers win the World Series, all bets are off. They've got to bring him back, okay? I mean, I would think so. But if they don't win the World Series, here's what's going to happen. Joe Girardi is going to go to Chicago or Cincinnati. Don Mattingly is going to become the manager of the Yankees. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
And Mike Socia is going to become the manager of the Dodgers.
Well, Don Mattingly being the manager of the Yankees, I'm going to tell you that's a perfect fit. And obviously his relationship with Joe Torre's long love affair with the Yankees and relationship there, maybe that was a little bit tainted at the end. But as far as history goes and where things are at, I think that – that would be a good fit. I mean, certainly one would think that that would be the natural progression for Don Mattingly to be the manager of the Yankees. So I'm not going to necessarily disagree with you. I'm curious on the other things there. But you know what? Mark Timmons, he does everything but walk on water. So I'm going to say that I'm going to go with you on that pick there. But I'm going to say that the only – part of that I absolutely 100% agree with is Don Mattingly becoming the manager of the Yankees. But there again, like you said, if they get to the World Series, wait a minute, do they get to the World Series or do they win the World Series?
Well, you know, if they get or even win. But you know what? I mean, maybe the Yankees could see Don Mattingly's been a lame duck all year. He hadn't had a contract. They haven't given him a contract. So the Dodgers let him be the lame duck manager all year, which tells me they don't have a ton of confidence in him. And look, he does make some boneheaded decisions. He really does. I mean, he's batted out of order before. I mean, some of the fundamental stuff, he's just, you know, he just makes some boneheaded decisions sometimes. He bunts when he should, and he doesn't bunt when he should. And you know, I'm not a second guesser to managers. A lot of guys, I mean, if they, you know, they look back every game and say, well, he could have did this or this. Well, second guessers are never wrong. But, you know, I'm not a big second guesser, but he does make some boneheaded plays. So, I mean, I could even see a scenario where they win. The Yankees say, could we talk to Don Mattingly? And the Dodgers say, sure. Because I think Dodger fans, they have a long history of bleeding Dodger blue, and Don Mattingly bleeds Yankee pinstripes. Any way you slice it, I mean, it was a deviation from the way the Dodgers have always done things, the Dodger way of playing baseball. I mean, I don't know if you realize it or not, but Al Campanis wrote a book called The Dodger Way to Play Baseball. And the Dodgers have usually promoted from within. They've usually had their own people be managers. I mean, Tommy Lasorda came up through the system. Walter Alston came up through the system. Joe Torre was picked by Frank McCourt. And Don Mattingly has ties to Frank McCourt. And I think the Dodgers would just as soon cut all those ties and go back to the Dodger blue way of playing baseball.
I wish that we could get into that conversation, because that is an excellent conversation to talk about. Well, let's get on over to the American League while we still have just a few minutes left with Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk, breaking down the Fall Classic, getting ready to head into the 2013 MLB postseason. And I tell you what, baseball, just like NASCAR, just like hockey, has very, very long seasons. And you and I, Mark, we have a love for baseball. So we're going to watch a lot of it throughout the year, and we're going to follow our teams. But there's a lot of teams, a lot of fans that are like, well, it's the postseason, and now I'm a baseball fan. It's not like the NFL where it's a shortened season, and you got a very long – the NBA is another example. So I tell you what, I'm excited to see, again, with the wild card. I think that the wild card has, and the Cardinals played their wild card very well last year. Pittsburgh is in the same spot that the Cardinals were in last year. So I don't know, maybe that means something for the Cardinals. But obviously both teams who got the wild card that you didn't think was going to happen. Well, maybe you would think Tampa Bay. Perhaps maybe you would have picked Tampa Bay over Cleveland. But Cleveland had an excellent season. So let's talk a little bit about the American League. Break that down a little bit. The American League wild card, obviously Tampa Bay over Cleveland. I think Cleveland had a great season. Nothing to take away from them. But now you got Tampa Bay and you got Boston. Now that is matching up for the perfect storm over there in the American League. And let's not forget Detroit and Oakland. And Oakland is no chump as well in the American League. So you might very well see, in my opinion, you might see Tampa Bay and Oakland in the ALCS.
It could be. I'll tell you though. I think Boston. It's funny because last year Boston had a bad year, and the Indians did too. You don't forget the Indians lost 94 games this year and turned it around and won 92. And Francona had a big hand in that. I mean, they've got a whole new attitude in Cleveland. I was glad to see them get at least to the playoffs. But, Boston dumped all their big contracts on the Dodgers because they felt like they had boat anchors with Carl Crawford and Gonzalez and Beckett. And they went out and signed some other players and spent that money on other players. And it's funny because the teams they dumped their contracts on is in the playoffs, and Boston's in the playoffs. So, I mean, both of their plans were successful. Tampa Bay, I mean, you've got to give those guys credit. They're there all the time. I mean, Joe Maddon's a genius, and their front office just keeps bringing players in. They lose them, and they bring them in. And you got to admire that they do it on such a shoestring budget. I mean, it's amazing how they do it. And then, like you said, I think the Tigers are going to be favored over the Athletics, but the Tigers have some injuries and problems. So, any one of those four teams, I think, could be in the American League Championship Series.
So we look at that. Let's do this. Let's make an official prediction. The American League Championship Series and the National League Championship Series. Who gets to both of those games? Who gets to the World Series?
Well, I'm gonna say Boston and the Tigers. And then, I'm not big on those kind of predictions. I think I would have to go with the Tigers, but I don't really have a horse in that race. I mean, I'm gonna root for the Dodgers, and I'm gonna say the Dodgers are gonna be there. Do I really believe they are? I don't know, but I think they've got a shot.
So get into the World Series. I obviously am gonna go for the Cardinals. I think that the Dodgers are the. Although, I mean, I could break down. I could have an argument that the Pirates could get there, but it's going to be a a big deep argument. So just as a basic fan, without getting into too analytical parts of why I think this and why I don't think that, I'm going to go ahead, and besides being a fan, I'm going to root for the Cardinals. But just as just the reality of baseball, and you look at the weapons that Cardinals have and the culture they have. So I have a tendency just to be the safe bet. The Cardinals are going to the World Series, not just because I'm a fan of those. The Dodgers are obviously going to be that stumbling block for them. I think the Dodgers and the Cardinals are going to battle it out big time. And that's going to be an exciting series. And that's obviously the direction where we're headed. I think the Cardinals prevail, so we get to the World Series. And then when we look over in the American League, you talk about the injuries that that Tampa has, and I think Oakland has the bench to make it happen, but they don't have the history in the, well, I won't say they don't have the history. They certainly have been in the postseason, but not in recent memory. So maybe we look at normal suspects. Maybe we look at a Red Sox Cardinals World Series. That is probably a safe bet. But I honestly think that we're going to look at an A's Cardinals World Series. How far off am I on that?
Well, I think you're probably totally off. I mean, well, you know, I
it's my show, man. You can't pop my balloon on my show. No, go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
You asked me, and I answered the question. You know,
no, so. I'm with you.
Don't set yourself up like that.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I like the A's. The A's are, and I guess maybe that's my dark horse, because I can't root for the Pirates, and the Pirates are my dark horse in the National League. And also joining us is another Red Sox fan, Mr. $2 Bill, Josh. Josh, who's going to be in the World Series? We've got a few more minutes here, and we'll get into college football talk. But go ahead, Josh.
First of all, I got a question: whether you and Mark have actually been watching baseball this year, or if you just woke up turning on
it. That's what we do in the postseason. We just turn on we start watching baseball like in October. Go ahead, Josh.
Mark, I got to say I'm disappointed in you, buddy. What more can Don Mattingly do? Mattingly, if you're listening, give Dodger fans what they want.
Yeah, Don listens to our show every Saturday. He calls me up and says, hey, Tom, I'm listening to your show, but go ahead.
I would like to see Don Mattingly quit, because Dodger fans continue to trash the guy. And I want to point out, back in June, when everybody was ready to run Mattingly out of Los Angeles, I said he would get the Dodgers to the playoffs, and he did. But as far as the World Series, Tom, I hope you enjoyed the Cardinals being up 1-0 on the Pirates, because that's the only lead they're going to have in that series.
Oh,
they're going to be Pirates, Red Sox.
Come on, Josh!
Hey, Josh. I just got to go with the two best teams, Pirates, Red Sox. What's up, Mark?
Go ahead,
Josh. Josh, where are you? Are you from Indiana?
I live here now.
Were you born in Indiana?
No, I was born in the South.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you were a Mattingly home.
Hey, no, but can I ask you a question, Mark?
Sure. Go ahead, Mark.
What more can Don Mattingly do? He revived the Dodgers. He took from last to first. He got the fan base to be excited. What more did Dodger fans want from Mattingly?
Well, I'd like to see him raise his IQ about 10 points.
Are you trying to make a Southern Indiana joke there? and this is a national radio show, so a lot of our listeners don't get the humor there. But I grew up in Evansville, so, you know, it's all good. Guys, we quickly got to wrap this up here. So, Josh, any final thoughts on who's going into the World Series and who's your predictions? I think that – you honestly think it's going to – who do you think is going to be in the two championship series, and who's going to the World Series, Josh, quickly?
Pirates, Dodgers, Red Sox, Athletics, Red Sox, Pirates, and Pirates beat the Sox in 7.
Wow, that is – I argue that the Sox will be in the World Series. But, see, did you notice there, Mark? He also, supposedly, we're the only ones that watch baseball in October. He watches it all year long. So, apparently, the Athletics are a good team as well. Any final comments there, Mark?
Well, I just think it's awful early to be smoking whatever he's smoking. That's all I can tell you.
I love it. All right, guys. I tell you what, Mr. Mark Timmons, obviously sponsored the show with U.S. Water Systems. And real quickly, where can people find your work, your masterpieces, and most importantly, where can people become a customer of U.S. Water Systems one more time?
Well, you can find LADodgerTalk.com for our Dodger stuff, and then USWaterSystems.com or WeFixBadWater.com. And I'm going to make one more shameless plug. You know, my wife is opening.
Go ahead.
My wife is opening up a ice cream store in Brownsburg near Sal's, if anybody knows where that is. And they have the best ice cream in the country. Not lying, dead truth. And this is their second one that they're opening in Indy. They opened one up on the east side, and it was named the fourth best ice cream store in Indy within 3 months. So check it out, man.
We're going to have your wife be a salesperson for The Balance. Can she get them as a sponsor, please? No?
I'll run that by her.
Hey, I real quickly, you know, we're going to get so local here, and I know we're a national show, so everybody's like, quit talking about Indianapolis, quit talking about Indiana. What a game last night. Cedar Grove, Ben Davis. Ben Davis punched Cedar Grove in the mouth. Seriously, what a good game. And I know you went to the Cardinal Ritter game yourself, Mark, but what about those Trojans and Giants? And the Giants, the Ben Davis Giants, played a heck of a game. And I tell you what, I just refreshing out at Cedar Grove, Titus McCoy, 14 years old and playing with the big boys, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they've got a good chance of winning all this year. So looks like they're back. They've got that football factory. They were down for a little bit after losing Skip Dunn. It looked like they're boy.
Certainly, Ben Davis ruined the thoughts that Cedar Grove would go undefeated in the conference. Well, guys, that's going to have to do it for us. Mark, are you going to stay around for some college football talk? Josh, are you?
No, I'm going to run around.
All right, Mark, we'll talk to you soon. What'd you say, Josh?
I'm going to stick around with you, buddy, until 11 o'clock.
All right. All right, Mark, we appreciate it, buddy. And I promise you, as we go through the month of October, we're going to be talking again soon, sir.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
Mark Timmons, U.S. Water Systems, proud sponsor of The Balance as well. L.A. Dodger Talk and knows his baseball. We'll be right back. College Football Talk right around the corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and this is The Balance.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, USWaterSystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at USWaterSystems.com.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
His head on straight, he's going to play a long time on Sunday afternoon. I mean a long time.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust.
I'm bringing you to the
linebacker with a stiff arm. What a play!
Schedule. Typically, we would run right into NFL here, and I know we got Sparky standing by here, and we got $2 Bill Josh. We're going to have a very, very abbreviated version of college football Saturday. So, Sparky, I'm just going to have to ask you to just to be patient with us for just a few minutes as we get into some college football talk. And I know Sparky, also a Super Colts fan, has joined us. It is going to be the Colts and the Seahawks, Lucas Oil. And Sparky always marches us up to Lucas Oil every Saturday on a home game. So we're going to make sure we get to you in just a moment. And also, I know Sparky has a comrade, if you will. We just call him Mike, who apparently is a Colts fan, but disagrees with everything they do. So we're going to get into that conversation in just a moment. So, guys, just be patient with us. We will get into some NFL talk. So we go right into the college football Saturday. Let's talk about some of the local teams. Purdue, IU, Notre Dame, Ball State, Butler, Marion. Those are all some of the ones here on the local level. But seriously, on the Big Ten, we look at IU and Purdue. Seriously, out of the two, I think IU is having a better season. Josh, what the heck is going on with those Boilermakers? They are definitely boiling down.
Tom, me and you had this debate several Saturdays. This is the first time we're going to have it on the radio. Morgan Burke, Mitch Daniels. Mitch Daniels, I have much respect. You're a fellow Republican. Your first official act of Purdue University. I'm going to be sending Darryl Hazel back to Kent State.
What has Republican got to do with anything that they produce, man? Shameless.
Well, Mitch Daniels' first thing ought to be to send Darryl Hazel back to Kent State where he came from. Except now I don't think they would want him, because Darryl Hazel, you have been exposed. You are not the coach people thought you were. In fact, I would rather have Tom, Super Colts fan, or my grandma coaching the Boilermakers than Darryl Hazel.
Well, you know, there was a picture going around Facebook this week about Darryl Hazel's favorite coach, and it was with his mom. Now, I'm not the guy that ever dogs a guy's mom, but certainly he needs some motherly advice from somebody. What? I mean, let's not put all the blame on Darryl Hazel, because he doesn't pick the matchups. I mean, we look at Northern Illinois last week. In all reality, if they had not have played Purdue, they are a BCS matchup team. They're really, you know, talk about teams from the mid-majors making it. Of course, next year we're going to be looking at playoffs, so we can stop talking about this BCS finally. But Northern Illinois is a good team. They really are a good team. So let's not put all the blame on Coach Hazel.
Well, even if I give you that, Tom, which I won't, because he does call the plays, they didn't look prepared. And, you know, the last year, Tom, they may not have been the best team, but they were a 6-6 bowl team, and they went to a bowl. True, they got blown out by Oklahoma State, but they went to a bowl game. This year, if there was a number one draft pick for colleges, if they had a draft system, Purdue would be making their best bet to get the number one pick and pick whoever the best high schooler might be.
Well, here's what we got to do here real quickly. We don't have a lot of time to get into the debate because we have got to get into some NFL talk. You know what? I keep petitioning the people. I'm just the talent here. I have people behind me, and I keep saying we need another hour on this show. Hashtag another hour. That's what I started today. So hashtag another hour.
If you think the balance should go another hour, hashtag another hour, 3 hours. We could easily do it because we didn't have enough time for racing, and now we're doing the abbreviation of college football, and we've got to jump right into some NFL. I mean, it's go, go, go here at the balance. So if you are a fan, go ahead and tweet at TBalance, but hashtag another hour. Say, we want our El Presidente for another hour. Talking with $2 Bill Josh. Sparky's standing by, and we got all, I mean, we're just go. I mean, you blink, you've missed a lot on this show. A lot.
So, question for you, Tom.
Quickly.
What do we have to get to before, how many wheat treats do we need before you decide to have a third hour? What's the number?
I don't know. That's the producer's number. Hopefully it's one. If we get one tweet, hashtag, we're going on for 3 hours. Although I think it's going to have to be more than that. Our producers and stuff still think that we could get everything in 2 hours. I know it's getting up a little bit earlier. Maybe we start the show at 8, go 11. Maybe we start the show still at 9 and go to one. I mean, I think we have 3 hours of content here. We're going on several years now. We started this show way back when as a podcast before it became a real radio show. We were 30 minutes, and then we were an hour. Josh, I think you remember it being an hour, and then we moved to 2 hours. So I mean, I think we hashtag another hour. That's where we're at, guys. Hashtag another hour. And we need to have Michelle put that up on our social media. Hashtag another hour. Hashtag another hour. All right, IU, real quickly, Josh, we've got to get into some of these games here. And I mean very quickly, we've got to get through these so that we can get to some NFL talk. Josh, IU, what are your thoughts about IU so far this year?
Well, I'm very excited. I was supposed to work today. I ended up getting called off, so I'm down here in Bloomington. And I'm very excited to see IU. I think we're going to knock Penn State off today. The question is, can they set itself to stop coughing up the football?
What's that?
The biggest question today is, can they set itself to stop coughing up the football?
I don't know, but I tell you what, Indiana's 0-16 against Penn State. So you'd have to ignore all historic pressing against the Hoosiers. So real quickly, Josh is going to go through these games. I need your picks, and we don't have time to get through all the upsets. Notre Dame, Ohio State, great game. I think Ohio State takes it quickly, Josh.
I think Arizona State knocks off Notre Dame today.
Illinois and Nebraska. Nebraska wins quickly.
Illinois.
Michigan and Iowa. Michigan State and Iowa. Michigan State wins.
Iowa.
Minnesota at Michigan. I think this is going to be a very close game. Extremely close game. But I'm going to go ahead and go Minnesota. Upsets Michigan in this game.
I'm going to go Michigan by 30.
Michigan by 30?
Michigan's going to prove they're the best team in the Big Ten outside of Ohio State.
And you know what? I did make a mistake. I apologize. Did I just say Ohio State and Notre Dame? That was wrong of me. I apologize. It's Ohio State at Northwestern. I think.
Northwestern. I'm going with the upset.
All right. Real quickly, some of the other games. Maryland at Florida State.
Florida State.
Virginia, I'm sorry.
Virginia.
All right, Josh, this is your time. This is your time to shine. What is the upset of the week?
I'm going to go with the Arkansas Razorbacks over the Florida Gators. I'm sorry, Gator fans. I'm a diehard Gator fan, but we're not going to beat Arkansas. We cannot stop the run.
So the upset of the week, and then Notre Dame. How does Notre Dame do this week?
I think Notre Dame's going to get blown out tonight. Sorry, Brian Kelly. Last year was your year, and you didn't get it done. I don't think you're getting another chance.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been a rough, rough year for the Fighting Irish up there in South Bend, Indiana. Guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to be talking
some NFL. We got the Colts, we got the Seahawks, we got Mr. Brian / Sparky Supercoach Van, and I think we're going to have a guy by the name of Mike join us, who the way I understand it is a Colts fan, doesn't agree with anything that they do. We'll be right back right here on The Balance. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. This is The Balance.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Here we go. New 20. New 20.
Football. Catch the fever.
The ball to king.
And now let's talk some football.
About to be a lot of fun today.
The weather's been nice down here, huh?
Yeah, it has been. You know, it's
beautiful.
This is. You know, it was chilly last Sunday. It was chillier last Sunday, absolutely. But it's been nice.
This ain't no 50 degree right here now.
Well, they get this place cold before the game, don't they?
It was cold.
It's 22 degrees out here. It's bleeding.
So much for no rain, huh?
Coming down now.
Stay warm over here. Hey, stay warm over here now.
It's cold. It's raining.
Pat, this wind is stronger than we've ever had. I mean, it'll blow you sideways.
I think I got gangrene in my toes, man. I can't even feel them no more. I've been frostbite, not gangrene, frostbite.
All right, my minions, welcome back to The Balance. Welcome back to The Balance, my minions. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Wow, this show has moved fast today. We had a good time. We talked some baseball, we talked some racing, and some college football. But now we get down to the meat of the sandwich. The meat is NFL, the Colts, and the Seahawks. And by the way, I have not forgot about Elizabeth the Greek. We are going to get to her in just a moment. I promise you. See, the great thing about Elizabeth the Greek, we can tie that into college football and NFL. So we have not forgot about Elizabeth the Greek. We just things are moved back just a little bit. So we'll get to Elizabeth the Greek here in just a moment. But joining us now, being very, very patient with us. I appreciate that. Sparky, Super Colts fan. Sparky, are we ready for these Seahawks?
Oh, yeah. We're ready, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah! We be ready. Josh, are we ready for the Seahawks?
I'm ready. The Colts are ready. Brian, do you think the fans are actually going to show up tomorrow? Are they going to sit down and keep drinking their Mai Tais and be quiet the whole time?
I pretty much agree with you.
I don't think that we're going to have really much of cheering going on until the Broncos game. We're trying to get something going on Twitter, trying to get the Irsays involved to, you know, get Jim Irsay out there and, you know, tweet that, you know, we need it loud and we want to break the sound, the noise record for the Broncos game. But I don't think, you know, I think it's going to be normal during this game.
Well, I'm going to tell you. You know, in my real world over at my company with Gannett, I work my account manager is a Colts cheerleader, and they have been doing the hashtag bring the noise. So I told her that I would promote that. So Michelle will get that up hashtag bring the noise. I also posted it on our Facebook. First of all, can I say this? How cool is it to have a Colts cheerleader as your account manager? I'm okay with that. Anyway, so bring the noise. That's the hashtag, guys. Hashtag bring the noise. Get loud out there at Lucas Oil. All right, let's talk about this realistically. And Sparky, do you have your friend Mike on yet?
It's not Mike. It's Todd. And he was supposed to call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if he's called. Or yeah, I mean, you can see it on your end, but
he's not called on my end. That's why I asked you, sir.
I told him to call. He must have chickened out.
Chickened out. You know, and by the way, I do have a call. I actually do have a call. It is 1985. They want chicken out back. You can't use that phrase anymore, dude. Who the heck says chicken out anymore?
We do. This is a country. Yeah. We're in Bears land. They don't do stuff normal here. They do things pretty stupid.
I tell you what.
That's just hired Jay Cutler.
It must be because the government shut down. Chickened out. See, that's my shameless plug. Government shut down. You cannot use your normal phrases because the government is shut down. Unfreaking believable. I always get in trouble because I bring up politics in this show, and I should, and it always gets me in trouble. But nonetheless, all right, guys, it's the Colts, and let's break down this realistically. Let's have a conversation. The Seahawks are no chumps. I mean, we love the Colts. We love to watch them win. It's been a fantastic year for them with luck and all the weapons that they have, luck and Wayne connecting, and finally, number 80, Mr. Fleener, finding his right last week. But let's look at this in reality. Jacksonville was easy. Jacksonville was easy. Seattle is – if we can beat Seattle, I think we're going to, one, start getting a lot of recognition nationally. But, two, I think people are going to really understand how good this team is. We'll start with you, Josh. The keys to the game, the Colts have to do what to beat the Colts, to beat the Seahawks?
The Colts have to do what Seattle's been begging to have done the last 2 weeks. Anybody who's watched Seattle knows the last 2 weeks they've been begging to be beat. Houston should have done it. Team before them should have done it. They got a forced turn. They got the first forced turnovers. Trent Richardson, you got to get it going, man. You got to average more than 3 yards carry. I know you've been here 2 weeks now. Time to get it going. Andrew Luck, you got to mix in the run along with the pass. But, Brian, I basically think this is in our house. This is in our building. This is Andrew Luck's chance to shut people up about Russell Wilson. Better question is, what Seattle have to do to avoid getting blown out?
Are you there?
Okay.
Are you there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I think that... You know, I mean, Reggie's going to have their best corner on him the entire time, you know, and I can't remember his name. I'm at a blank right now. The guy with the dreads. I'm at a blank. I can't remember his name. But, you know, Luck needs to find, you know, other open receivers besides Reggie because, I mean, he's going to be locked down the entire game. And Fleener needs to, you know, have another, you know, decent game and, you know, not drop any balls. And now that, you know, we don't have Bradshaw anymore, and he might be out the entire season. You know, Donald Brown needs to step up because you know that they're going to play him, which I'm not a fan of, but you can't have only one back play the entire game. And, you know, they just need to play an all good around game, and, you know, they need to bring, you know, the 12th man needs to get involved and bring the noise, but, you know, I I don't see that really being much of a factor. But, you know, they're in our house. They're in our house. And if we beat Seattle, then I really believe that we're contenders. And then if we go on and beat Denver at our house, I believe we're Super Bowl contenders. Favorite.
I couldn't agree with you more. If we beat Seattle and we beat Denver at home, I think absolutely that shows the world that we're here for real. But honestly, how cool would that be? AFC Championship for the Super Bowl, Denver and Indianapolis. You talk about a media buzz and a media frenzy. It would be just absolutely off the hook, Jack, as Uncle Si would say. I'd love to have Uncle Si on the show. Who's your favorite Duck Dynasty character? We want to know that, by the way. I tell you what, Si, you know, that is, yeah, that's a hard
Si and Jace.
Talk.
Si and Jace.
Josh, who's your favorite Duck Dynasty character?
Well, I'm going to get sad sack for saying this, so here it goes. I've never seen an episode or a minute of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, man. Even, come on. You know what? You cannot, one, you cannot be a minion if you, that's the new rules. And Michelle's going to get that up on there on the social media. New rule, if you're going to be a minion, the only requirement that we have is, one, you go to Facebook, go to the balance, hit like, and watch at least one season of Duck Dynasty. You've got to do that. Anyway, if you missed it. All right. You may not know this, and maybe you do. And if you're a real minion and you follow the rules and you've watched Duck Dynasty, you probably do know this. But Phil Robinson, Daddy Robinson, the guy that started it all, that started Duck Commander and all, actually was the backup quarterback for Terry. No, wait, it's the other way around.
Terry Bradshaw
was actually the backup quarterback for him. He passed up, Phil Robinson passed up an opportunity of a lifetime to play in the NFL to make that call. You know, a lot of people laughed at it. A lot of people laughed at Walt Disney. A lot of people laugh at me about this show. But guess what? Guess what? The Palace is going to be the next Disney of sports talk. This is where we come. This is where what we do. And Phil Robinson, though, by the way, it's a great show. If you've never seen Duck Dynasty, put on your minion pants, sit down, and watch one scene. You can find it on demand. You can find it anywhere. Duck Dynasty, we're giving them a plug. Michelle's putting it up on social media. Watch Duck Dynasty. I don't know what their Twitter handle is, but it'll be on our Twitter. But watch Duck Dynasty. And you'll get Uncle Si, Jack. Okay? Rule number one, Jack. And I got coffee here right now, but I need to have – because I drink as much – maybe I don't drink as much tea as Si does. And there still is that debate. I think maybe not. Maybe the more I get to know Uncle Si, he's just Uncle Si. But maybe that tea's a little spiked. I don't know. But if you missed it last week, great episode. Go ahead.
I says Jack never has to drink dinner.
Are you there, Sparky?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, I think we have your friend on now. Is this Todd, Mike, or somebody who Todd? Okay. Guys, I tell you what. We want to make sure we get this in here. We want to make sure that we get Elizabeth the Greek in. We're going to come back right after Elizabeth the Greek, and we are going to talk about the Colts and talk about some NFL. We've got to get all this in. Plus, no, we've got to get some fantasy football in. So we're going to go to Elizabeth the Greek, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth the Greek. Stay tuned. My predictions are coming up right here on The Balance Online with the host, Tom Montee.
Ladies and gentlemen,
She's fresh, her voice is natural, and she does it simply.
It's time for
introducing
the Rebecca Green.
Bam!
Well, Elizabeth, we're looking at week number 5. You're actually back on the rebound. You went 6-4 last week, so good job. Fist bump. Boom. Yeah, blow it up. This week, we are going to start off with college. We're going to see, who do you go for, the Penn State Nittany Lions or the Indiana Hoosiers?
Indiana Hoosiers.
Going to go with the Hoosiers. Okay. Next one, the President Cup, 1/3 of it. Do you go with the Air Force Academy Falcons or the Navy Midshipmen?
Navy Midshipmen.
The Navy Midshipmen. Now we got a ranked one over there in the Pac-12. Will you go with number 15 Washington Huskies or the number 5 Stanford Cardinal?
Stanford Cardinal.
Stanford Cardinal. In the Big Ten, do you go for the number 4 Ohio State Buckeyes or the number 16 Northwestern Wildcats?
Buckeyes.
The number 4 Ohio State Buckeyes. And finally, in college, it's a neutral site. It's the Shamrock Series in Texas. Do you go for the number 22 Arizona State Sun Devils or the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Now, we're going to head into the NFL. First game on Sunday, 1 p.m. Do you go for the New England Patriots or the Cincinnati Bengals?
Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bengals. The other 1 o'clock game, do you go for the Seattle Seahawks or the Indianapolis Colts?
Indianapolis Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts. Moving on to 4 o'clock, do you go for the Denver Broncos or the Dallas Cowboys?
Dallas Cowboys.
Moving on to 8 o'clock, do you go for the Houston Texans or the San Francisco 49ers?
Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans. And finally, on Monday night, do you go for the New York Jets or the Atlanta Falcons?
New York Jets.
The New York Jets. And who picked those?
Elizabeth the Green. Make sure to like me on Facebook, facebook.com/ElizabethTheGreen.
All right, Elizabeth the Greek, yeah. I'll tell you what, she does some great picks. Joining us, $2 Bill Josh, Sparky Supercoach fan. And I do believe we also have with us Todd. Is it Todd? Is that your name? Hello? Are you there? Sparky, are you there?
I'm here.
And what's your friend's name?
Todd.
Todd, are you with us?
Yes.
All right, we're good to go. Everybody's here. $2 Bill Josh and Sparky, Super Colts fan. Guys, here's what we're going to do. We got to get into some fantasy football talk, too. So we're just going to kind of just mumble everything together. We want to talk some NFL more than just the Colts. But here's the thing, and give you a little history about Todd, and Todd, you're welcome to call the show anytime, just like anybody, 917-889-8516 is our digits. You want to talk football, you want to talk racing, you want to talk sports. But I stumbled across Todd here. Now, Todd, the way, and I texted you by accident in a group text, it's just Sparky, about the show, and then we got into this conversation. Now, the way I understand it, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, but you're a Colts fan. You just don't like anything that they do. So please defend yourself, sir.
No. I'm a realist. I'm a Colts fan, and I'm just – when they do something, I'm excited about it, but I'm sitting there – I'm more of the pessimistic. I'm like, well, we had some other holes. Maybe we should have did that. I mean, I love the pick. I love the pickup, but I'm just questioning – what it was at that time, which it's working out great.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because that's kind of what generated this whole conversation with us today, and we're glad that you joined us, because we our show is actually formed and developed around the fans' opinion. I mean, that's what we do. That's why this show was created, was for the fans' opinion. And so certainly we value you as a fan. So and that's why Sparky's on a regular basis on what we call home Sunday, Saturday or whatever. And we will get to fantasy football, guys. I know you guys are just dying to pick your lineups, and we're going to get to that. But what I want to know from you, Todd, Trent Richardson, you didn't think that was a good idea. Why is that? Because apparently nobody else did either. Nobody thought outside of the Colts world, all of us Colts fans thought it was a great pick. But in the national media thought that was kind of obscure. You obviously share the same belief. Why not Trent Richardson?
No, I mean, if we had to pick up a back, that's the number one guy you want to get. I'm just thinking as the point is our defense. I mean, Landry's been out again. And we're giving up a first-round pick next year, which, after thinking about it, if we make the playoffs, that pick's going to be late teens, early 20s anyway, so it ends up being a great pick. Well, now with Bradshaw going down too, it even looks like even a better pick. I was just thinking more defensive-wise, more than offense, because the Colts have never been really known for their defense. So, and with Pagano's mentality as a head coach, I'm thinking they would have went that direction, but or even an offensive lineman with Donald Thomas going down. So that was just my perspective, and like Sparky says, I am not an avid Colts hater. I teach sixth grade in Illinois. I teach sixth grade in Illinois, and if the Colts win on Sunday, there's no homework on Monday. So I'm starting a whole new breed of Colts fans.
So are you a Colts fan, another Colts fan in Illinois, or are you a Bears fan in Illinois that just likes to talk about the Colts?
Oh no! Most of my students come in, they're Bears. I mean, they're Bears, Vikings, Packers, and their parents are upset. I'm like, we're in the AFC. You're in the NFC. We're only going to meet once every 4 years or in the Super Bowl. So,
and
you can root for the Colts, too.
All Patriots fans, all kids that are Patriots fans, you just fail them, right?
we indoctrinate our students, and we're talking with Todd, the sixth grade teacher. We're gonna nickname Todd. Hopefully, you'll come on again because everybody on this show gets a nickname. And we've got $2 Bill, Josh, myself, El Presidente, Sparky, Super Cool. Today, we're gonna nickname you Double T, Big T, or I don't know, Double T. Todd the teacher. Todd the teacher. Anyway, you know what? It is good. Let's go around the table here, and we'll start with you, Todd. We look at the Colts and we look at the Seahawks. And let's certainly we could talk about some other NFL games. Hopefully, you can hang out with us, Todd, here for about 30 minutes. We'd love to have you on for the rest of the show. And guys, we are going to incorporate fantasy football here in just a moment with NFL talk. So just stand by. We haven't forgot fantasy football huddle, and I think we're waiting on Jared also to call us, Jared Calhoun to call us. I expect his call anytime soon, and we'll get into the fantasy football talk. So we'll start with you, Todd. Todd the teacher, Double T. Double T. Guys, certainly, if you have a better nickname for Todd, certainly tweet it over to us. But Double T, we look at the Colts and we look at the Seahawks. Well, we'll start with that game as we break down the games this week. Obviously, last week, as we talked about earlier in the show, last week, Jacksonville was easy. This week is the real challenge. And I think if the Colts can manage to beat the Seahawks this week, there is a huge momentum on the Colts' favor. Obviously, I think the Colts are favored by 2 points. I don't know how that can happen in football, but apparently they're favored by 2 points. Colts, Seahawks, what are the keys to the game? Any X factors that you see?
I can see the 2 points because Seattle on the road hasn't been very successful. I mean, they're struggling. But if we stay close, I think the NFL is going to take notice of us. I see the strategies probably, I mean, Sherman, who went to Stanford also, I think, with luck, so he knows him. But I think it's with both defenses now in the top of the league, I think one of them's given up 106 yards a game, the other one 109. So I'm actually looking at maybe it's going to be between Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck, whoever pretty much incorporates the game and doesn't really try to go for long shots and just balances the game and plays smart. I think it's going to come down to that. And if we could see Russell Wilson in the backfield over top of those tall linemen, it would be nice. I think it's going to come down to the two quarterbacks.
And I'm informed now, and I see you here now, Mr. Jared Calhoun. I do apologize. Jared Calhoun, our partner in Fantasy Football Huddle, and we are going to jump right into that as well. We're going to incorporate our Colts talk, our NFL talk, with fantasy football because obviously it's one and the same. Mr. Jared Calhoun, colleague of mine and self-proclaimed fantasy football expert, how you doing, sir?
And terrific this morning. Good to hear all this Colts wonderful talk.
Hey, we're getting we got a little sidetracked. We that happens from time to time. Todd, do you play fantasy football?
Oh yeah, three leagues.
All right, now everybody plays fantasy football except for Sparky, and Sparky's favorite answer. Back in the day before we got Andrew Luck, Sparky's favorite response to fantasy football questions was Andrew Luck. So so if you hear Sparky say Andrew Luck, that means he knows nothing. He doesn't know what we're talking about. So we're gonna go ahead and incorporate some NFL talk around the league and incorporate that in with as we like to say at work, Jared, we like to bundle it together. So, Jared, I know you were off last week. You weren't with us, and you were greatly missed. And some things were said. You said some things. I said some things. But now we're all back together. Jared,
absolutely.
This has been a rough game. We play in a league together. Jared and I play in two leagues together, the Balance League here, the Balance League that we have. And, Todd, too bad we didn't know you. You could have gotten invited, but you'll be in next year with us.
Okay.
And Jared also plays in my – work league. Now, here's the thing. This is the first year that Jared's played with me, and that didn't come out very good, but this is the first year that Jared has been in a fantasy. And, you know, I brag like all guys do. We know everything about fantasy football. You know, I got this big radio show, and you know what? I have did nothing but prove to him that I know nothing about fantasy football. In fact, Jared sends me a message at work the other day. Dude, stop freaking out. So, Jared, I have to say that I'm probably in the same boat as a lot of people. I'm 1-3 in two out of my four leagues. I am 1-3, and those two happen to be the ones that you play with me on. So, 1-3. You told me not to freak out. Let's talk about that, Jared. How does an owner not freak out in fantasy football at this time in this juncture?
Well, the first thing you don't want to do is trade your first-round draft pick, unless it was Maurice Jones-Drew for pennies on the dollar. That's something you definitely don't want to do. You want to sit tight with those high-end guys. Because fantasy football, yes, it's about filling out a roster, but it's really about having those elite guys, the guys that get work in the NFL, the Jimmy Grahams, the Adrian Peterson, the LeSean McCoys, the Trent Richardsons now. Don't freak out because I've seen a lot of trades go down. Well, hey, I can get a couple players if I trade, if I trade Ray Rice, right, Tom? If I trade, if I trade my C.J. Spiller, that's a great trade sometimes for both owners, but oftentimes the guy trading their first-round pick or second-round pick for scraps ends up not doing as hot. So I've been trying to unload guys like Jordan Cameron here recently for high-end receivers and running backs and quarterbacks in some of my leagues. And some of those have been really helping me out.
And you know what? Just to bring everybody in so that's not an inside joke with everybody, in my freak-out mode, in my, like, oh, the sky is falling, the world's coming to an end, I traded Ray Rice, in a group trade, I traded Ray Rice, and I did get Colby Fleener. So, Colby Fleener, number 80 with the Indianapolis Colts, which proved to be good last week. So, Sparky, are you there? Are we talking about Andrew Luck?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Sparky, you don't play fantasy football, but is there anything you want to add to that comment about freaking out at this time in the juncture?
I'm going to play it safe and I'm going to say Andrew Luck.
All right, Todd. So now you're brought up to speed. There was a freak out moment. I did trade Ray Rice, and honestly, I at this point, and maybe that'll change, and maybe on this show in a couple of weeks, I'll say, hey, I regret trading Ray Rice, but I traded Ray Rice in my freak out moment. So let's ask you, Todd. Todd, where are you at fantasy football? You played four leagues. Talk with us about your league. What is your strategy? And are you 1-3 on any of your leagues? And there's probably people in your league who are. How do you not freak out at this juncture?
Two of my leagues, I'm actually doing well. One of them, I'm 0-4, but I have the third most amount of points. I'm just playing the other teams are scoring more. So that one's frustrating. But, yeah, the freak-out mode, it's early. Just make the playoffs. The top 8 or 10 make the playoffs, and if your team gets hot in the playoffs, that's all that matters.
Well, and that is a good point, because just like baseball, well, maybe not just like baseball, but you could probably win 50% of your games and get in the playoffs in fantasy football. All right, Jared, let's get right into this. And we're officially going into our fantasy football huddle segment now. Certainly we could talk about some NFL games in bundled together there. But let's start with you, Jared. You know, each week, Jared, I know on the serious side, you bring us some very, very important keys for that particular week. So we go into this week. What are the keys for the fantasy football owners? Where are we at? Are we looking at injuries? Are we looking at trading? Are we looking at the waiver wire? If you're an owner, no matter what your record is, right now, what should you be focusing on in your league?
Well, I would say you want to be – it's 5 weeks, so most people are starting to deal with that on top of injuries. So what you want to be doing is starting to keep an eye on some of these rotating backfields. You know, you need to keep an eye on the Jaquizz Rodgers, you know, Jason Snelling. I think Jaquizz Rodgers is the best bet there, but, you know, you need to keep an eye on these backups potentially, you know, like a McCoy backup in Brown, Bryce Brown. Donald Brown needs to be owned nowadays. The St. Louis situation, I'm not sure it's ever going to be good, but it's something to keep an eye on. I took a couple flyers on Benny Cunningham. I think the guy might be Zach Stacy, but that has been a tight-lipped situation. And then out in Arizona, I think Rashad Mendenhall is about to lose his job to Andre Ellington. So that's definitely something to keep an eye out for. You need to be stocking up on these running backs that are getting some play time. Looking forward to your buys in the next coming week, see where you have a need. That's a nice little indicator on your system there. If you play on ESPN or Yahoo, it'll show you upcoming bye weeks. You got to start planning for that stuff now so you don't have to use your number one waiver wire on some junky quarterback.
All right, we're talking with Todd, who's now affectionately been nicknamed as Double T, sixth grade teacher from Illinois, who is also, we now learn, is a fantasy football guy himself. So, Todd, what advice would you give to owners as we go into this week in fantasy football?
Yeah, and I agree with Zach when he said basically about the running back by committee, because they're talking about Isaiah Pede, but Zach Stacy, I think, is the one they're actually going to lean towards. And I agree with him with the Jaquizz Rodgers, too, because Snelling is what they say is going to be the goal line back, but better athlete, I think, is Rodgers. But the problem I have with one of mine is I have Brady with no backup, because I try to load up with running backs and receivers for trade bait coming around bye weeks. But hopefully somebody in my league will actually – give up one of their quarterbacks for one of my running backs or wide receivers, one of my third string ones. But, yeah, the bye weeks are huge right now coming up for the next 4 or 5 weeks, whatever it is.
Well, I tell you what, here's my thing. I am 0-3. I mean, no, I'm not 0-3. I'm not 0-4. I am 1-3. I have won at least one game. I know my stuff. I know my fans. But my other leagues, you know what, though, in my other two leagues, and I know it sounds like a fish story, but my other two leagues I'm doing just fine, and I'm actually, I think I'm 3-1, and Jared's scratching his, how do you not know your record at all, 100 leagues that you play in? But, you know, so here's some of the things, guys. And we haven't forgot about you, Sparky. Sparky, anything you want to talk about week five NFL? Just anything you want to – just be a part of the conversation here, buddy. Anything you want to say?
Nothing much.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
I do got a drinking game for Josh, though, for Duck Dynasty when we, you know, get back into it.
I'll tell you what. Jared, do you watch Duck Dynasty?
I do. I have not watched it this season, but I love that show.
Oh, man. Jack. See, that's the rule. You have to be a minion on this show, you at least have to watch Duck Dynasty. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, man. I think I like, I forget his name, but I like the brother with the big beard and the skinny guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And Todd, who's your favorite Duck Dynasty guy?
I don't really watch it. I'm more into Sons of Anarchy and The Bridge.
Boo! Come on, Jack. Todd, for the first time being on the show, for never watching Duck Dynasty, I'm an Uncle Si guy. I like Uncle Si. And you know what? In my real world, one of the markets I work in is actually Monroe. So, you know, hey, I'm a natural fit for Duck Dynasty.
Hey, I'll tell you something right now. Let me take a couple seconds. Here's a drinking game, all right? At the beginning of the show, you grab a bottle of Jack and a shot glass. For every time the sign says, "Hey Jack, you take a shot of Jack," by the second series of commercials, you're going to be absolutely wasted.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it very long. Uncle Si, Jack. All right, Jack. Let's get back into the conversation. Fantasy football,
wow,
guys. I'm gonna.
Track.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, you're lucky. You haven't been sad sacked yet, but that's going to happen. That's going to happen. You're going to get sad sacked. All right, guys, let's look at some of the things in fantasy football, then we'll get right into our stardom and setups. San Diego Chargers, guys, a lot of people picked up Phillip Rivers more as a backup if he was drafted in your league at all. But now he's playing like his old self, and I think a lot of people are going to pick up Phillip Rivers. Also, if you look at the Detroit Lions with Burleson out, Jared, I don't think Broyles has picked up the slack. I think you got to look at Pettigrew with the Lions there. And I'm serious about the Baltimore Ravens. Ray Rice has returned to action. But, again, he hasn't made much of an impact. So I'm not saying that I regret trading him yet. I mean, he only rushed for 17 yards on 5 carries last week, guys. Come on. Just because he's ready back on the field doesn't mean he's going to do what Peyton Manning did when he was back on the field. Look at the Patriots. The Patriots are good. I think their backs should be this good this week. And the Jets. The Jets are falling apart. Maybe they are. Another question I just heard is, should fantasy owners be really frustrated with Matt Ryan right now? I know that I was in freakout mode. I'll admit that. But I wouldn't go as far as to trade Matt Ryan. But I might bench him to teach him a lesson. Should we be worried about Ryan, Jared?
I think Matt Ryan is going to be the man. I mean, he's put up like 20 points a game, and I think 30 last week. And I think there's nothing to be worried about with Matt Ryan. You know, I think the New Orleans defense has improved. Miami's a good defense. New England's good. He's playing without Steven Jackson. I just think, you know, Roddy White's been injured. I think Tony Gonzalez has, you know, slowed down even more this year. I don't think there's anything, you know, anything to be worried about. I mean, he's on pace for 700 pass attempts this year. So I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Well, go ahead, Todd. Do you have any thoughts on Matt Ryan? I think a lot of people are really frustrated with Matt Ryan at this point.
Yeah, I think he's – I've never had him, and it's probably not one of them I would pick up. I'm not a big fan of him for fantasy-wise. But going back to Phillip Rivers, I get upset when everybody's always been talking about how Brady don't have receivers and, oh, he's doing a great job with the receiver. I go, basically, look at Phillip Rivers. I mean, he don't have
yeah.
– I mean, he lost Vincent Jackson, and he's got Kenny Royal or whatever, and then Gates is stepping up, and Danny Woodhead is a huge pickup for me last week. I think he's the one that a lot of waiver wires should be snatching up Danny Woodhead left and right.
Did you start Danny Woodhead last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, oh, I almost did. I got burned on Marcel Reeves.
Oh, I have McFadden. I picked up Rashad Jennings out of Liberty.
Yep.
Yep, he's back up. He used to be at Jacksonville. He's a horse.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I was going to go ahead. Jared, did you say something?
Oh, no, I did not.
I thought I was listening to the
Rashad Jennings talk.
That was my wife talking. She messed up. She didn't realize that I was on the phone, even though she's holding it in her hand.
Is she doing that Duck Dynasty shots or what?
No.
Yeah, is she starting in on the we need to start the balance drinking game. that's for sure. All right,
you know it's a 4.5-hour drive. We got to do something every time.
Which, by the way, for those of you that don't know, Sparky, super Colts fan, and Jared, I know you've seen him on TV, along with the rest of the super Colt fans. Sparky drives almost 5 hours for every home game, gets here, he's Brian during the week, but on Sundays, he turns into Sparky, and he transforms into his costumes, and you certainly have seen him down there, and we always tweet his pictures and so forth. You know what, we're going to do something a little bit different. Behind the scenes typically is our producer and social media director, also my beloved lady, Michelle Jones, but she also plays in our balance league. She is 0-4. She is also in the freakout mode. She's a big Eli Manning fan, and for the first time ever live on the air, Michelle Jones, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. You know what? She sounds even prettier on the phone. Then I don't have to say that, because you are my lovely lady, but you also are our producer, but you also are a very serious fantasy football player. And a lot of people say, oh, you pick her lineup for her. You might think I do with her record, but I really don't.
What?
So,
does she have a losing record too?
I am 0-4.
She is 0-4. So I brought her on to talk to you, Jared, because honestly, I don't have any say so in her picks or anything. So she's in freak out mode too. So maybe there's something going on here at the house. I don't know between the two of us, but sweetie, I'm gonna let you pick the brains of these guys, and I want you to kind of give them your team and who you. We know you have you have Eli Manning and Stafford, I believe, as your quarterbacks. And you also,
Manning and Bradford, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. So, guys, you look at someone like Michelle here, and I'm going to stop bragging on her because she's my lovely lady. But at the same time,
don't brag on me. No, pass.
No bragging on Michelle. She's one of the guys when it comes to fantasy football. Seriously, go ahead, Michelle.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a fantasy football league owner, and I want to know, do I run Eli Manning this week, or do I run Bradford?
Well, I'll take that one.
Okay.
Eli Manning has been really bad this year. I got burned by him in the other league that Tom and I share. I had 40 points out of him week one, came out crazy, and then like 12, 5, and 5 or something like that. So you're looking at that, you're saying, man, that's awful. But it's been against above-average defenses. You know, the running game hasn't been getting anywhere yet for them. Their offensive line is a problem. It's not really Eli Manning. He's been sacked 20 times. Or 14 times already this year. He was sacked 20 times all of last year. So the Eagles defense is bad. You know, that's definitely a team that you want to take a peek at and run out there again. Just because of the upside, they're going to try to score. This Jacksonville game with Sam Bradford, who knows what they're going to do. He had a good game against Atlanta, but you just don't know. I mean, he put up 10 points last week against the 49ers, 15 against the awful Dallas team. I just don't think that the fact that they have no running game, you know, that's something to look out for.
Okay,
all right, Todd, I'm
screwed regardless, right?
That's a nice way of saying it. Todd, you look at Michelle here. Her record is 0-4, and she's got a question between Bradford and Manning. Is there and I know how much she loves Eli Manning, and maybe that's a lesson learned. And you brought up a good point, Jared, that you got burned by Eli Manning, but I know for a fact, Michelle, that you are a huge Eli Manning fan, and that had a lot to do with why you drafted Eli Manning. And Todd, wouldn't you say, as a fantasy football owner, you don't always it's okay to be a fan, but you don't always draft based on your love for a particular player.
It all depends. I mean, basically my philosophy is if I can't afford whatever it is to get in the league, I shouldn't be playing anyway. But I do like to vote or pick some of my favorite players. And like I tell her, keep Eli Manning. You never bet against the Mannings. He will get hot. Give him time. And it is a lot of the line. I just saw that Chris Snee, their starting lineman, is out for the year now, too, with an injury. But if she's thinking about Bradford, what I do if I don't have a top-notch quarterback that's playing or a top-notch tight end, I always go with, like, Bradford. I try to get Jared Cook. Always go with his tight end because that's always their check-down valve. And if Bradford's going to have trouble with Tavon Austin, then he's going to check down to Jared Cook quite a bit. If it's possible, she can somehow snag Jared Cook within a trade and not cost her too much of her other part of her lineup.
That is an excellent strategy, and I have to admit that is really a good strategy to draft the quarterback and then draft that tight end connection there as a handcuff. Jared, what are your thoughts on that strategy?
That's a great strategy, although I don't believe in Jared Cook and Sam Bradford. I mean, you could definitely do that, but that would have put you in a bad spot for the last couple weeks. You know, it's a good, you know, you just never know with fantasy football because it's so up one week, down the next week. My tight end situation this year was only Jimmy Graham and Jordan Cameron. I just made sure I got both of those guys in pretty much every draft where I could. So I haven't even really paid attention to what's going on with other tight ends. So that's my strategy, and that's why I'm 3-1 in four leagues and 1-3 in another.
All right.
But I wasn't saying start them. I'm saying as a backup, like if you have to start Bradford on a bye week or something, then
sure,
hopefully have his tight end for that bye week.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I have Vernon Davis and Kobe Flaner, so.
Well, guys, Todd, I want you to stay around. Jared, I want you to stay around. But we've ran out of time. We're coming up to the two-minute warning. Michelle, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Keep
it alive.
There you go. And Sparky, thank you for calling. We'll catch you next week or whatever in the next home game. That would be next week, I think. But anyway, I just said psych myself. But, yeah, it was good to have Michelle on. She works behind the scenes, and believe me, she does a lot more work for this show than I do, on top of working full-time. So props to her. We're going into our two-minute warning here, and so we got to get through this real, real quickly. Jared, start, sit, who, real quickly.
Oh, man. Start, sits this week. Let me get my ranks out here. Oh, start LeGarrette Blount. Steven Ridley's out this week. It's bye week. Injuries everywhere. Get LeGarrette Blount in your lineup. I think even Brandon Bolden has been injured. So don't like, you know, I wouldn't sit a top guy for LeGarrette Blount, but he did have a nice, like, 40-yard touchdown scamper last week. You know, they're just going to give him the ball, and he's going to run it. So, you know, I would say if he's good for a flex, if you're desperate at that position. I know a lot of people are. I'd rather have him in my lineup over a Ben Tate, you know, over another backup. So I'd probably rather have him in my lineup over Maurice Jones-Drew at this point, from what that guy has done over the last couple weeks. I'm trying to think about some other sticky situations that people are looking at. Make sure you keep an eye on Marlon Brown. He's been a popular end-season pickup. I know he's dealing with a little hamstring. I think he's going to be all right for tomorrow, but it's definitely something you want to see. Make sure you have Torrey Smith in your lineup. I know he's been up and down this year, but he had a great game last week and looking fantastic. Trying to think here. I would sit T.Y. Hilton. I know they're gonna, you know, it's gonna be a competitive game, but you know, you just don't know what they're gonna do. Start Kimbrell Thompson. He's a Patriot that I'm in on as well. Sit your Tavon Austin. Sit your Chris Givens. Maybe take a peek at Terrence Williams if you're desperate. Guy got 8 targets last week and almost got in the end zone. That's the guy to maybe. It's Terrence Williams out of Dallas for wide receivers.
All right, Todd, our sixth grade teacher from Illinois, fantasy football owner in 4 leagues, and first time on the show as well, and we're going to give you the last word. He is first shall be last, and he is last shall be first. So go right. Are you there, Todd? Todd, are you with us?
Todd just okay. Texted me and said he cut him off.
We lost our stream. Have him call back.
Todd,
Sparky. Do we have Sparky? Do we have Todd? Oh, come on. We lost our stream, guys. This happened.
I'm here. Sparky's here. Todd's not.
Well, have him call back. Text him and tell him to call back because we want to get his stardom and set him. I don't know if we can get him back in because we've lost our stream. Isn't that how it always happens? We just have so much to cover, so much to talk, so much to get into in 2 hours. Also, guys, remember Indiana Talks all over the state of Indiana and nationwide for that matter, and iTunes and iHeart will be airing between 3 and 5 on Indiana Talks today. Guys, well, doesn't look like we're going to get Todd back. And, you know, I would say I would do the start him and set him, Jared, but apparently I can't give advice to myself, let alone anybody. And I tell you what, Jared, real quickly here, I did not realize, this is the first time in my life I've ever played, and it's the only one that I have in all my leagues, that I have 16 teams deep. That is incredibly, for those that don't realize how challenging that is, that's extremely challenging. So let me ask you this. This has to be the final word, Jared. But, Jared, let me ask you this. When you have deep teams, you almost have to draft really, really good on the draft side.
Absolutely.
So, like myself, for example, I was in the middle of the pack. I didn't get the first pick. I didn't get the last pick. So I was kind of in the middle of the pick. When you do a snake draft like we do, it's very, very difficult for guys like me to draft the way they want to on the draft. I don't know whose phone's ringing there. That's weird. Maybe Sparky's trying to conference in Todd. Let's just roll this out.
Announcement.
Yeah, that must be what Sparky's doing. I left his mic on. So what does a guy 16 teams deep, 1-3, can't pick anything up on the waiver wire, you got crap to trade for, so you have no trade bait. I mean, what do? You just throw your hands up and say, "Screw it! Here's my money." What goes on in the minds of a 1-3 16 team deep fantasy owner who just can't catch a break?
Pretty much that's it. You know, you want to go pick up backups. You picked up Chris Durham this week, Jeremy Curley. I think both of those guys are going to get some action. Chris Durham had a decent week last week. Maybe not like the highest end receiver. I hear they're calling this guy, his name White Chocolate. That's what his nickname is. I don't know what that means, but apparently he's like 6'7". He's huge.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a good call. I see you already picked up to Shard Choice. Keenan Allen has been a guy I've been keeping an eye on. You picked him up, had a great game last week. So, you know, you're doing the right things here. Running back's going to be hard to come by. That's why you want to go grab those backups in case you get an injury, which might put you back in the game. But I hate to say it, you my give me, bottom give me, of the season.
Give me my money. Just here, give me the money now, right? Take my money. All right, Jared, that's going to be it. But I really appreciate you coming on every week and helping us break down the fantasy leagues. And we'll do it again next week. You have yourself a good week. And I know people can follow you on Twitter. Where can they do that at?
Yep, I am Jay Calhoun Indy.
Jay Calhoun Indy, and of course, obviously, we've tweeted him, and also you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, T-Balance, Facebook, The Balance. Remember, we're going pink for the rest of the month of October. Jared, you have yourself a good week. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Get to later.
Jared Calhoun, always love having him on board with us, breaking down the fantasy football huddle. We're running just a few minutes late. You know, we were about 5 minutes off, so that's about right for us. So this is the internet portion of it, so you're not on our national stream, but you can still catch all the archive on iTunes as well. Well, guys, my name is Tom Mark Marcel, Presidente. I have a lot of fun bringing you this show. Remember, the month of October to go pink. Remember, breast cancer, it's a real deal, and we want to bring awareness to that. And certainly, the entire sports community through the month of October is bringing you to go pink in October. So go to our Facebook page, become a minion, and go pink. Guys, don't drink and drive. It ain't cool. I'm out of here. I'll see you next week.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.